أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فعال لما يريد. In the previous five ayats, Allah تبارك وتعالى has explained various qualities, the sifat of Allah تبارك وتعالى, who Allah تعالى is. And it is for us to learn that who Allah Ta'ala is, not what we in our minds make out who Allah Ta'ala is. And as in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tubarak wa Ta'ala says, or rather in a dua, that, oh Allah, you are not that ilah, you are not that God, that Allah, that we have made you up in our minds, or what we think about you, but you are since ever, you are forever, that beginning in of which there is no beginning. Allah is since ever. Our minds cannot comprehend it, and there is no ending to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is forever and ever. So Allah, there are the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, and this is also a subject which is very, very important that each one of us studies, and we know who Allah Ta'ala is to gain the ma'rifat of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. Previously, in the foregoing four ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained how great Allah Ta'ala is, what His control is. Yeah, in this ayat, short ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِي كَرْ دَالْنِ وَعَلَى جُو چَاهِ. Allah does whatever He intends. And for doing anything, Allah doesn't need an elaborate plan to think out about something. Allah doesn't need an architect to prepare that and an engineer's plan or a quantity surveyor or anything else. Just that Allah intends, and those materials are not in existence also. Science believes that matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. But that is also totally a fallacy, it is wrong. Allah creates matter when He wants to, and He destroys matter. There is no sign of it left after that. That is Allah Ta'ala. His power is so great. And when Allah decides on something, He just says kun. And not even as long as it takes for us to say kun. Just Allah's irada, His intention. And if the thing comes into existence, and it comes into existence so perfectly and so completely, everything falls in place. This is how great Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala is. There is a dua that is taught in the hadith, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdi al-bala wa tarki al-shaqa wa su'i al-qaza wa shamatati al-a'da. Su'i al-qaza, that is a bad and evil taqdeer, something that has been determined for me, which is evil, which is bad for me. Like for example, for somebody there is an accident written in his taqdeer. For somebody there is some robbery written in his taqdeer. Whatever, anything bad is written for a person. Yet this dua is to change that. So Allah Ta'ala is not bound to taqdeer also. Whatever is written, Allah is not bound to any rules whatsoever. And dua, we have been taught in the hadith, is that which changes taqdeer also. Not that the dua directly, we make dua to Allah and Allah changes that taqdeer. So much so that if a person's taqdeer has been written that he's going to Jahannam, his dua can change that. He begs Allah Ta'ala that change my taqdeer for me and make me destined to go to Jannah. Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala is not below taqdeer and is not below anything. Allah is above everything. Allah does as He pleases. And our work is to please Allah. Where our goodness is in nowhere else but to please Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the one who has created us. And after creating us also, He hasn't left us to our own destiny. He is in control of our lives every moment. We cannot blink our eye, we cannot lift a finger or drop it without the command of Allah. If Allah wants to, He just makes us paralyzed in any way, and we can do absolutely nothing. Allah puts us into a coma and we can do absolutely nothing. Allah gives us maut. We can be making our signature to a multi-billion dollar contract, and halfway, if Allah takes out the ruh, then we can't do anything. So we are totally, and it is just the true abd, the true slave of Allah, realizes that I'm totally, totally dependent on Allah. And whatever, and I just have to beg Allah for goodness. Allah is not, hasn't got family ties with anyone whatsoever. If we read the Quran Sharif, we see how many places that Allah Ta'ala even warned Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that if you will do this, then also Allah Ta'ala's Allah can take you to task. Where Allah's Nabi, the love Allah has for Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but Allah hasn't got family ties for anyone. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha also requested great, great position by Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I also cannot help you, you help yourself with your sajdas, make more sajdas. In other words, we just have to try and beg of Allah Ta'ala. And our ibadat also, Allah is not bound by the ibadat we made. If a person made whole life, 100 years life, 200 years life Allah's ibadat without the blink of an eye of the disobedience of Allah, and Allah wants to put him in Jahannam, there is absolutely no one that can question Allah Ta'ala. And if Allah wants to put anyone into Jannah, then nobody can question Allah Ta'ala. But with all the other sifat, we know Allah Ta'ala is the all-wise, is the most kind, and for all the decisions he makes, they are all according to great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, according to the great knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't that Allah Ta'ala just uses his great, great power in any way. Allah has the full right to do just as he pleases. But he does according to his great wisdom, according to his great kindness, love and compassion for people. So a person in any way and in any case must never lose hope of the mercy of Allah. And our work is just to submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. No matter how much good we do, we are taught when we make namaz, which is a top ibadat, the greatest ibadat, but at the end ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Immediately after namaz, we also say Astaghfirullah. But it has just become a custom. It should be that, Ya Allah, forgive me, I couldn't make my namaz properly. But unfortunately, we have reached that level where we commit gunas also and we don't make tawbah and istighfar. Yeah, we are taught that do righteous deeds and make tawbah and istighfar. So Allah is that being that is not bound by anything. Allah does as He wants to, and our work is to be totally submitted to Allah, and we just beg Allah for His mercy. And the truth is, we got no other choice. We are not even like one ant in front of Allah Ta'ala. A thing much more mighty than a small little speck which cannot be seen without a microscope. We are not even that in front of Allah. And we want to show our audacity in front of Allah. That I don't care what Allah is going to do with me. And or words like that. No, we are totally dependent on Allah. And the wisest slave is who submits totally to Allah and keeps on begging to Allah for His mercy. May Allah give us that abdiyat and to understand how great Allah Ta'ala is and believe in Allah like that and keep our relationship with Allah knowing how great Allah is.